In today's episode, I get Final Fight in my Street Fighter, Samantha hates gamers, and Mike's a normal person. This is episode 64. Okay, Mike, you could have just said, hey, you guys, shut up. It's time to talk about video games on Funsphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm also Josh.
I'm Clive. No, wait, I'm Joshua.
Clive.
I'm Joshua. Not you.
You are most certainly not me. That's correct. Clive, tell us about Clive. Why Clive? I'm interested.
Final Fantasy 16.
Okay.
So is it out?
The demo.
Does it come out next week?
It comes out the day I leave.
Boo.
But I'm going to pre-order it, so I think you can preload it, and then at midnight on the 21st, I will be playing it.
Yeah. Nothing like that game that's coming out when you have something to do, and it just irritates the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 'cause I'm super excited to go to California, but I really want to play Final Fantasy 16, especially after that demo.
I will say this. There has been a lot of hype for that game in, like, the last month. Like, I don't think I've seen people this excited about one since 10 in the day.
I think because it's another novelty in being, like, the first M-rated installment.
Yeah.
You know, everybody loves Yoshi P and Soken. Soken's the composer. They're all excited. It's like Final Fantasy 14 hype. M-rated. The battle system, the Devil May Cry guy worked on it. And I think someone from Dragon's Dogma also.
Okay, now I'm a little more interested. I like the Devil May Cry games. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's just very different. But I can see, they love Final Fantasy V, they love Final Fantasy XII, and obviously Yoshi P does 14. And I can see elements of 12, I can see elements of 14, and I know that Yoshi P made everyone watch Game of Thrones because he also wanted this to be Game of Thrones.
That was my biggest takeaway of everything I've seen about the game is this is just fucking Game of Thrones.
It is very similar, but it's not the same. And even, like, the main character is from Rosaria, and there's a Rosaria in Final Fantasy XII, and Dalmechian, Dalmasca.
I was going to say, of all the genres that would lend itself to a Game of Thrones type game, you got you got RPGs, and then you got, like, the Dark Souls. Those are the two.
Yeah.
So. Because I can tell you the Telltale game isn't worth a damn.
the demo is the first 2 hours or so of the game, and it saves your progress, so you don't have to play. It's basically the whole prologue.
That's good. I like that technology where the demo is saving your progress for the regular game. That is such a good innovation now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great because it just put all these little plot threads in front of you, and you really want to know, like, where they go, but it didn't end, and you're like, no! Yeah, they're definitely earning that M rating, though.
Ooh. I'll probably pick it up when it goes on sale. I don't have time for an investment in an RPG.
It's going to really hurt to spend $70, but I know I'll enjoy it. I don't buy a lot of big games like that, so.
Yeah, true. All right, so that's what Samantha is looking forward to playing. Samantha, what have you been playing?
Well, I played the demo of that.
Right,
and,
right.
Overwatch as usual. I know you wanted to talk about.
I do. I have some questions for you as our Overwatch expert. Could you please give us your opinion of the newest announcement that the content of the whole selling point for the second game was the PvE, correct?
Yeah. Well, it was the it was a whole separate game that was coming out, and now, but I was only excited for that because I wanted more lore. I wanted the canon to continue. Like, I did not care about the talent trees or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah.
That meant nothing to me. So when they said it was canceled, I was like, oh no. And then they said, but you'll still get the story. The story's still going to get put out there. And there was only one thing that had me grumbling for a second. But then when I figured out what it actually meant, I was like, oh, whatever. First of all, let me just preface this by saying, I hate gamers.
Okay.
They're like the whiniest bitches on the planet.
Okay.
They lied to us. They're so stupid, too. Like, everyone believes that they paid for PvE when they bought the Watchpoint pack or whatever before 2 came out. You did not. You bought the first battle pass and guaranteed access to the second part of the beta.
Yeah.
Wait, what is PvE? Player versus everyone?
Environment.
Player versus
environment. So basically
campaign. It's
like
campaign.
A story mode or just, you know, not PvE. Or not PvP. Story mode, basically, yeah. And like, everyone's just losing their shit. Like, I'm quitting Overwatch forever. Like, okay, fine. Who cares? Like, you can be disappointed, that's fine. But just, like, this, like, the tantrums that were being thrown left and right, saying they were ripped off. I would not have bought a battle pass if I'd known that I wasn't supporting the thing. When it's, like, the corporate entity decided that putting out a separate PvE game just wasn't going to make them as much money, which is, you know, scummy, but whatever. I don't blame the devs for this. I really didn't care, but, like, I just stopped watching a lot of content creators because they were all just bitching, and I don't even, like, believe them.
Okay.
I feel like it's just, like, put
to
for
get
the
more
sake
views.
Of content, you know?
I could definitely see that. So, Samantha, can I offer a summary and see if you agree with this? So you think that they were upfront about everything that they were really doing? Like, if you read the descriptions of what they were offering for sale and stuff like that? Or do you think there was some sort of bait and switches?
No, there was no bait and switch. It's because I perfectly understood it when I bought it. People are just remembering wrong now in their outrage.
Okay. Okay.
Because it said
you.
when Overwatch 2 was first coming out, they before the second beta started, they started advertising the Watchpoint pack, which got you guaranteed access to the second part of the beta, because the beta was kind of on a lottery. Like, not everybody got to play the beta, and I really wanted to play in the beta, so I bought it. But and also came with some skins, some coins, and you would get the first battle pass. So you don't have to worry about that. That's what they said you would get, and that's exactly what everybody got that bought.
Now this is after they announced that they weren't going to make it a game that you buy. They were going to make it a free-to-play, right?
Right.
Okay. Because I remember originally, if I'm not mistaken, the original plan was we're going to sell you a new game. It's going to have all of those things involved. And then when they changed it to a free-to-play, that's when everything started to change, is
yeah,
my understanding.
Yeah, whenever Overwatch 2 was first announced, I don't really remember what they said it was gonna be. If they said, because it was kind of confusing from the beginning, if it was just, because they said that, like, the PvP part, everybody would get moved over into it and nobody would be left behind. So I didn't really understand how that was gonna, like, I was confused by that. And then, but that was before they announced that it was gonna be, like, two separate things, basically.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that, like, was confusing, whatever. I don't know when they were told that they're not going to be allowed to work on this anymore. I don't know. I just think that the people freaking out saying they were scammed are, like,
it's a little hyperbolic. So, I'll just say this. I think I don't play that game, but I have, like, seen all these things come across, like, feeds and stuff like that. I do to similar things because I have been actively watching the potential merger with Microsoft, or the buyout with Microsoft, right. which has run into a lot of trouble. Yeah. It's been on and off and on and off, and it seems like it might be off again. You know, it cleared the hurdles in England, or from the Europe and then the Asian territories, but now it's running into possibly issues again in the United States, where it looked like it had cleared, but now it's looking like it might be investigated for monopolistic practices, which...
Meanwhile, Ticketmaster stands at the top of the hill.
And I was going to say, this is not the first time Microsoft has been accused of just buying out competition. They made their bones on it, and everyone knows that. So I think that I've only been paying attention to it because of that, but I thought that was another thing. And that just... I don't know if you guys have also like just kept an eye on Blizzard as a company, man. They are...
Their CEO, I think, Activision's CEO is an idiot. It sounds like he makes a lot of really like decisions that maybe are good for him monetarily, but they are terrible for the... I feel so bad for the development teams.
And that's the thing. You always feel bad for the people that are making the game, and they have to catch all the flack for the changes their bosses make them make.
Yeah,
you know?
And the Overwatch dev team has been really communicative ever since the sequel came out. Like, they go on Twitch with, like, really popular Overwatch streamers and, like, answer questions and break down, like, the balance changes and stuff, and you can tell they really care about it, but they, you know, I don't know what you can do. The one thing that really that had me almost shaking my fist was when I found out that you have to pay for the story content, because I thought you were going to have to buy the battle pass and that. But once I found out that the story content, when you purchase that bundle, it comes with the coins to get the premium battle pass, I said, "Oh, well, okay. I was going to buy the battle pass anyway." So
gotcha.
It's every 2 months, like $15, so I don't really care.
I'm getting so sick of battle passes, and I know it's one of those things that it's never gonna go away, and it's the way that all games are working like that. Because I wish they weren't as well, because the game that I'm playing currently is Street Fighter VI. And it came out the gate with here's season one of characters. And I'm like, so I'm going to tell you guys a little story. So you guys know that I love the Street Fighter games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when Street Fighter 4 came out on the Xbox 360 and the PS3, it had been years since the last Street Fighter. Years, like almost not quite a decade, but getting close. And it was great. And, you know, I knew that a Super Street Fighter 4 was coming. I knew that an Ultra Super Street Fighter 4 was coming. Those are, you know, you're used to it since the Super Nintendo days. But they would usually make enough changes to the game to make it worth the investment in those. And they would also usually sell them at a much lower price when you made those jumps. Or you could just, you know, if you bought the first one, you could just pay a couple extra bucks to add the extra content into it. And then when it became the Street Fighter 5 model, I was super hyped for Street Fighter 5 because I love Street Fighter 4 so much, and it had the worst launch of a game I have ever dealt with. It literally did not have a single player campaign. It had basically online matches, and that was it. There was no story mode, no rankings, no stuff like that. It made me so mad that I sold my PlayStation 4. Originally, my original PlayStation 4, I was like, I am so pissed at this game. Fuck this system that it's on. Because it was exclusive. Well, it was exclusive to it. Sony paid a bunch of money to lock up Street Fighter 5 exclusively. So years and years later, they comped to it. They said, this was a bad launch. They did a lot of things to kind of fix the bad blood between diehard fans and stuff like that. But then they really started to like, all right, because other games have got away with it, we're not going to do the Ultra Street Fighter 4, Street Fighter 5, Champions Edition, stuff like that, like we've always kind of done. Instead, we're just going to just lock characters behind very expensive things, and they're going to come out like every 4 months. Usually, like, I think for the life cycle of Street Fighter 4, if I'm not mistaken, like when the announcements were coming, like Super and Ultra and stuff like that, there was like year and a half between each version, so you would get your time in and your money's worth on each version that you bought. I know it's like kind of weird that I'm complaining about it because it's essentially still the same thing, but it just annoys me. That just means like instead of taking the game and then tweaking it a lot and releasing new content all at once, it's essentially like, yeah, we have all this stuff ready. We're just going to milk you, your wallet.
So it's not even like a live service. They're just pretending it is.
It's pretty much just, yeah. That. And I'll admit, I'm the sucker that bought the enhanced edition because my favorite character is locked on the first season pass. And I knew I was like, it was only like $10 more, so I wasn't too mad about that.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised though, because I expected Street Fighter and I'm playing Final Fight. Like the single player campaign is the most like, it's Street Fighter, but it's really Final Fight. Like you're going around an open world and engaging in like basically a beat 'em up. It's not quite what I expected, but I will admit, I was out of five so much for so long that I'm probably very similar to, I think, a game that Mike's going to talk about. The traditional formula that I'm used to is now gone and probably will never return to the Street Fighter series. That's my segue for you, pal.
So sad.
Teeing it up for you. Hey, Mike, wow. What have you been playing?
Like every normal person in the world, I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that is.
Legend of Zelda.
The
sequel to Breath of the Wild.
It's very good.
Oh, good.
There's so much to talk about that it's kind of hard to even think of where to start. It's really refreshing to see a game that is fully complete right out of the gate, because we see so little of that these days.
True.
And if anything, this is making me feel a lot better about Metroid Prime 4. Like, is it kind of ridiculous that it took them 6 years to make a sequel that uses the exact same engine as Breath of the Wild? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it came out so polished that I forgive them.
Breath of the Wild came out 6 years ago?
Yeah. It was 2017.
It was a Wii U game they ported over, too. So it technically had been in development for a long time, technically, before they released it.
I feel like that came out in 2021.
No.
They had DLC for it that came out.
Yeah.
A little bit later than that. A
few years later.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's just that there's so much to do in the game that people never stop playing it. Josh and I have had our gripes about it because, like he said, it's not a traditional Zelda. And correct, it lacks a lot of things that we love most from Zelda games, like yes, side quest. My biggest gripe was I want to do a specific side quest and get a specific reward for doing that quest.
Very, very much.
Where here
so,
it's like the whole game is built on breakable weapons that you're constantly churning out, so nothing is ever really special.
I hate breakable weapons.
Same. But it's forgiven just with the way that the rest of the game world works. But, and I will say that, because I played and beat the game on the Wii U, And then whenever I finally did get a Switch, I got it. And I ended up enjoying the game a lot more on my second playthrough.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you got it on the Wii U first and then beat it on that. Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't have a Switch for the first like year and a half that they came out.
I don't think I did either.
I didn't.
But yeah, my second playthrough, I was a lot more forgiving for the game and let myself enjoy it more. And then that has compounded even further with this game. Like, now I'm fully in to this style of a Zelda. I still want them to go back, yeah, but I appreciate this game for what it is.
Okay.
And it's insane how much they're able to milk out of a game that originally started on the Wii U. Like, how do they make the physics in this game possible? It blows my mind. Because we're essentially like a step out from a Zelda maker.
Yeah.
With the way that you can build like vehicles and all this stuff, like all of the puzzles, they really give you the tools to do like whatever ridiculous thing you want. And I think I read somewhere that it was a very conscious thing on their minds throughout development of like, we want people to feel like they can cheat their way through some of these solutions. Like, yeah, we want to show that there are ways, sensible ways of going about doing stuff, but then like you can do ridiculous stuff. Like there's one of the Korok puzzles that reoccurs in the game is you've got one that needs to get to his friend, and with this particular one was across from this very, very wide lake, and they give you all this stuff to like you could make a boat to sail it that way.
Yeah.
So I did that at first, but then I realized that I was having to fight the wind and it was pushing me too far downstream. And I was like, well, fuck that. So I just went, cut down a ton of trees and made the most ridiculously long bridge and then just walked my ass across the lake.
So let me so Mike, they've essentially turned it now into Minecraft.
Well, kind of. There's definitely a lot of material crafting, but it's up to you how you want to do it.
Is there a story?
Absolutely. And it gets you from the first, like, 10 minutes of the game. Like, I did not think I was going to be as impressed with the intro to this game as I was. Because I didn't really care about the story in Breath of the Wild.
No, because there wasn't one.
Well, there was. And they go a bit more into like the whole calamity that happened and why all this stuff is going on.
Yeah.
I'll say I think I have 75 or 80 hours in the game, and okay, I've only done one official dungeon.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I definitely think it's worth $70.
That's a
then
lot.
There's that. For a Switch game? Hmm.
Yeah.
So I had a random thought pop in my head the other day, Mike. When is the last time that Nintendo released a new IP? Splatoon?
That's what
maybe?
I was going to say.
Or I guess technically now it's 1-2 Switch, isn't it?
All right, we won't count 1-2 Switch.
ARMS?
ARMS, I guess, yeah.
I got some.
Yep. So those are basically launch
titles. Well, Game Builder Garage just came out.
I don't know what that is.
Like, you essentially make your own games.
Okay.
And all the
that's
labos.
That's what I pay them for.
Exactly. The labo stuff, yeah. Okay. Well, the reason I was bringing up that question is because I was thinking to myself when this popped in my head, I was like, all right, it was probably Splatoon. I was like, that was on the Wii U. And, you know, like I've said it many, many times, my biggest gripe with Breath of the Wild is the fact that they call it a Zelda game. I think if you gave this its own IP with its own story, something like that, I'd have absolutely no problem with it.
No, it's a Zelda.
But...
I think you'll play this at some point, and you'll see that it is. Especially this one, because they do better about bringing back some of the Zelda tropes. Like you'll start to hear some of the melodies, classic melodies that'll pop in at certain points in the story.
Nice.
I really enjoy all of the characters that you find throughout the game too.
Yeah.
Just the random NPCs. They seem a lot more fleshed out than they did in the last game.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, especially for Zelda, where they only ever really say a couple of lines.
They give you a couple of lines to lead you to where you're supposed to go, usually. Okay. All right. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Can I ask, have you just immediately thrown aside Mega Man Battle Network and
Advance Wars? Yeah. Haven't touched them. I knew it was going to happen.
You'll get to them eventually.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm the same way, man. They literally came out of the package, and I sat them down, and they were in the same spot for a month while I was playing other games. And
they're both games that came out decades ago. They shouldn't have. Well, Advance Wars was done for a year. They should not have sat on it for this long.
Well, there was a real life war going on. Well, that's why they thought it was in bad taste to release it at that time.
Well, that war's not over, so.
No. But hey, man, you can only sit on something for so long.
But we are over it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Our media.
Just like COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had enough of hearing about it.
Sure, it still exists, but we're over it. We're done with it. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
And there's that other thing.
What other
respiratory thing.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Never
ends.
It's
not as bad. It's like super allergies.
Super allergies?
Allergies are really bad this season anyway. I don't usually get them, but I was like, I don't think I had COVID because I never had a fever or a cough, but the last, the week before last, I was just like miserable, hacking up all kinds of stuff.
Hilarious.
Yeah, mucus has been worse this year for me.
Yeah, I have a lot still, but it's all clear now, so. And I thought maybe I had pink eye because I thought maybe I had COVID because I got pink eye for like a day. But it cleared up. Like, I got those drops, and it was, like, it's...
Gone.
I haven't had pink eye since I was 7. I was like, where did this come from? What is happening? I'm so miserable.
I will say, I'll ask this. So I know Samantha's hype for Final Fantasy 16 coming out.
Have
you guys seen anything that's making you exciting? Because I'm getting into the point where... Pretty sure the next game I'm interested in coming out is Spider-Man 2. That's going to be good. I've already got it pre-ordered.
Alan Wake 2.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to get a bad feeling about Alan Wake 2.
Did you not watch the newest stuff on it?
I did.
Oh, man. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to withhold judgment. But I will also say, I don't know if you guys caught this trailer yesterday, that maybe the most amazing game that's ever been released is coming out. It's called Squirrel with a Gun.
You mean Conker?
No, I don't mean Conker. I do not mean Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Is it like Goose Game, but literal?
Yes, it is like Goose Game, but it's a more...
Is it the same team?
I think there's some guy that may be related to the game that's doing it, but it's no, it might be the guy that made it. It's in Unreal 5 though. So it's wild looking. You guys should look it up. It actually looks really fun, and it's got a really cool, a really cool like James Bond-esque theme song in
it.
Oh,
that's fun. I will look that up.
And I was going to say, did you guys also see the Snake Eater official remake came out like the freaking week after we did the episode?
Well, I mean, it was just a teaser
for
it. I wish they would have shown some gameplay, but that's something I'll definitely play at some point.
I think that's going to be cool. And they've already
Something I was surprised about is, did you watch the Starfield presentation?
Oh, no, I'm so excited for that. That looks cool, actually.
When I've been excited for that since they announced it, and the whole time I was watching that presentation I was like, I'm getting a bad feeling that this is gonna be a turd.
Okay.
I don't know, you'll have to watch it and tell me what you think.
I've only heard of that game in the discourse of people talking about how many times it's been delayed and how expensive it is or something like that. I never saw the official announcement back in the day.
It's Fallout and Skyrim and space.
Yeah, okay. I only know about
it's Bethesda. It's Bethesda's next game.
So it's Outer Worlds, then.
It looks really.
That was Fallout in space. It came out like 3 years ago.
I think.
I understand this. There's more like space travel in this one, though, right?
Yeah, feel like there's a lot of like. Of the mundane things you have to do to make a spaceship go there.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, and I mean, immersion. It's literally the same team that makes Fallout and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, okay.
It's just their RPG set in space.
Well, it should be a Game Pass game then, so that may be...
I don't know. I bet you they will not make it one. They're going to try to double dip.
Really? They've not done that on any of their games yet.
Have they not?
I don't think so.
We'll see.
I guess we will.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
Never played Dragon's Dogma 1.
It was a PS2 game?
PS3 game.
PS4 remake or remaster.
Aren't those games in the Nier universe?
No, that's Dragon Dragoon.
Is it?
Or Dragon Guard, whichever.
Dragon
Dragoon is the Japanese name for Dragon Guard.
Okay.
No. they're just great. They have some of the best interiors I've ever seen in a game. Like when you're in the hallways or in the dungeons, like you can really feel it, they just feel like how things would actually be laid out. But also, everyone looked like butts in that. And finally, in the new one, you don't have to be ugly anymore.
But could you choose to be ugly if you wanted?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, because it's got all the sliders.
I will say
this. Speaking of making yourself ugly, to go back to the Street Fighter VI, did you see Donkey's video?
Yes.
His character he created.
I've seen too many of those characters, and I will say this. Developers, I think it is wonderful that you decided to give us control over making characters to give people that have always had a disadvantage of not being included in games. But you could tone it back a little bit. We don't need these monstrosities.
We do.
We do not need them.
We need think of the Monster Factory.
Think of the children. Think of the children is what I say to you, because you are creating
kids. Watch Monster Factory.
Because you've given us there's powers that only gods are supposed to have, and giving it to
gods now.
We are dark and terrible gods then. Oh God, like. I think it's really cool, like, to see that the NPCs, like professionals and stuff like that, can make, like, the people that made the game, but then putting it in the hands of the users. Oh boy! Oh boy!
I would never make a character like hideous on purpose, because it's not me. But I love seeing cutscenes with people's wild ass characters, and like it's a serious cutscene. And it's just like, what's that meme? And it's like Big Bird sitting there next to everybody.
It's just, it's gone too far.
It's so funny. It's definitely immersion breaking, but it's so funny.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, you know what? I have one gripe with PlayStation, actually, with Sony.
Oh my, okay, let's hear
it. So I decided to finally purchase, I was gonna wait for the like full free to play one to come out, but I decided to buy the basic version of Dreamlight Valley and move it to my PlayStation because it would just be easier on me. So I got my cloud save all set up on my Switch. I go to PlayStation, I buy the game, I download it, I install it. There's no cloud save option. So I look it up and I'm like, oh, I guess I have to get PlayStation Plus. So I get 1 month of that. I just need to move my game over. Restart my PlayStation. I look, still no cloud save option. So then I go on Reddit and apparently the only console or platform that you cannot do cloud save with, the transfer, is PlayStation 5 because Sony doesn't want anyone else, any other platform even like looking at them.
They've always had that issue. That was a big thing on certain games for the PS4 generation where you started to see the first PC/Xbox crossovers, and I think Switch has eventually got into it, and PlayStation's like, nah, fuck that.
No, you're not playing with us. Overall, I'm very happy with my PS5.
Even though their like slogan is like play, everyone can play.
I know. And I did all, like, I made sure that this was possible. And somehow in my research of seeing how it was possible to move them between platforms, and nowhere did it come up that it's not possible with a PlayStation 5. Nowhere. Not even the Reddit thread. And then as soon as I'm, like, trying to look for it, everybody's like, what the hell? And then and they're like, yeah, it's super hidden on the Dreamlight website, too. Like, it doesn't say it outright.
So here's is a PS4 version compatible with the cloud, though?
It's probably a cross-platform, though.
Yeah, only reason that I was asking that is because I know that the PlayStation is starting to really draw that line between PS4 versions and PS5 versions.
I don't know. I don't want to buy it again, though. Like, I can put my Switch save definitely on PC, but I think I'm just gonna wait for it to be free to play and then move it on because. Like, I almost got it on Steam, too. Like, I almost said, maybe I'll just get it on PC now. And I was like, nah, I'd rather sit down here and play.
Mistake.
Well, if you get an Xbox, you won't have to buy it because it's on the Game Pass.
It's true.
I can't buy an Xbox.
I was going to say, you seem like maybe someone that, like, a Steam Deck might be the next
purchase. I would love
a
Steam Deck. I was even looking up if you can install your Stardew mods on it, and you can.
Neat.
It's just the worst name for a console ever, and I never thought I would say that after stuff like the Wii U and whatever God's name Xboxes have been called for the past decade.
The Steam Deck.
Steam Deck?
It's the one that doesn't do it for you, huh? I don't know.
Sounds like poop.
It does, Mike.
Or something. Some kind of move involving poop.
I didn't even think of that at all.
Yes,
like,
yes. It's not great. It's not great.
Even now, I just picture like a sauna on a yacht.
On a deck.
The whole level of the yacht is a steam sauna.
Well, on that fantastic note, I think we'll call it here, folks, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I hate gamers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.